here we are again, and I want to mention a couple of things here. First of all, we're going to have a first responder that was at Ground Zero on the morning of September the 11th, 2001, with us on the program, coming up a little bit later. And we talked to some different folks. And we were just talking with New York about this during the break. And asked different people to come on the program. And we got turned down by some of these folks, but not for the reason you might think. The reason they said no is they said, it's too hard for me to talk about. I get too emotional. It means too much on this day. It's very difficult for people. 18 years later, it's very difficult for people. People that sat there and watched that. I watched some video last night. It's posted on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, by the way. Declassified video that had to be opened up by way of Freedom of Information request. And it's a guy that's compiled a bunch of video that's at the base of the buildings, basically, as this all began to transpire. And it's very powerful video. I suggest strongly you go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. You'll find all of that video. But for a lot of people, it's still very emotional for them to talk about, to have a discussion about September the 11th. Almost 3,000 people died at the Twin Towers that day. Of course, you had the attack on the Pentagon and the plane crash of Flight 93 in Shanksville. And I remember getting up that night and looking outside, the next couple of days, actually, and nothing moved. No planes, as you might recall. All the planes were grounded. Another friend of mine that I know well was in Wyoming on an elk hunt. An elk hunt. Way up in the middle of wilderness country, no cell phones, no contact to the world, no anything. Had no idea that any of this had happened for a week. Can you imagine coming out after a week and realizing all of this had happened and all of this chaos? And the digging was still going on and the fires were still burning. New York was in ruins and the Twin Towers were gone. And they learned about it when they came out. I'll take your notes and your comments. Here's one from Steve. The feelings I had when I saw the plane crash into the building was absolute sickness and then anger. I could not believe what I was seeing and I could not believe where it was happening. And then when you had to get gas for your vehicle and you're in line paying for overpriced gas, which was ridiculous, profiting from tragedy. And the noise and the gas. I remember people putting up American flags all over. I've often thought that American flags are in short supply in too many neighborhoods these days. I think there should be an American flag challenge and challenge your neighbors to put an American flag up. Be proud of who you are. I've thought that many times since 9/11. I also think that the president could designate today, September the 11th, as First Responders Day. What an ideal remembrance. First Responders Day, to remember all of those that run toward the fire or the gunshots or the tragedy or the calamity while others are running away. First Responders Day. I think that's what September the 11th should be. This president, of course, could make that so. And then a little bit later in the program, I think we're going to open up the phone lines. We don't do that very often. But later in the program, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, your memories of September the 11th, 2001. Where were you? What did you think? What did you get out of it? And what has happened in the 18 years since? Where are we today compared to where we were on September the 12th, 2011, when we all came together, politics was set aside. The contentious election of the year previous and all of the hanging chads and all of the nonsense was pushed out of the headlines. As we came together as a nation to seek out those that had attacked us, to seek out those that would come here and kill husbands and wives and brothers and sisters and children, and destroy an iconic part of what some people call the greatest city on earth. in the greatest nation on earth. Where were you? What did you go through? I want to know your feelings. So we're going to do that a little bit later in the program. We'll open up the phone lines. Again, that number is 888-900-9966 because I want to hear from you. Because I feel like we've lost something. We've lost that connection to our neighbors and to our friends. In a nation now so divided and so sour in so many ways. And so on edge. About so many things that shouldn't be on edge about. Maybe we need to be reminded from time to time that we're all in this together. And that your neighbors aren't your enemy. And that we have more in common. We have more in common than any of the differences we have. Always have. Despite the contentious conversations we have. And the ill treatment we give to others sometimes. So, on this day at least, take a breath. Consider for a moment the greatness of America and all the things that she is and has been and can still be. The day of looking forward, you can reflect on where we've been, but you can also look forward on September the 11th and figure out where we're going. It's a big day. All right, so coming up, Ray Cooney's going to be here. Retired from the FDNY, husband, father, a martial arts instructor, and a volunteer firefighter. Remembering September the 11th. We'll do that straight ahead with Ray Cooney right here on the Steve Gruber Show.